The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Raise your hand if you are a priest. Okay, everyone's hand actually should be raised. Did you know that? I'm a ministerial priest, particular type of priest. I stand in the person of Christ the head. But every single baptized person is baptized priest, prophet, and king. We hear it today in 1 Peter, Peter's first letter. He says, "Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood." He's speaking to you. You need to be a priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Later at the end of the reading, he says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own." So when I ask, raise your hand if you're a priest, if you are a baptized Christian, everyone's hand should be raised. You are a priest, prophet, and king. There is a difference between the ministerial priesthood and your priesthood, but you still have a priesthood nonetheless. These titles of priest, prophet, and king are actually called the munera, the three munera. Munera means duties. So it's not actually a gift. You know, sometimes you're like, "Ooh, I'm a priest, prophet, and king. I got that gift." No, no, no. You have the duty. The duty to teach, to be a prophet. The duty to sanctify, to be a priest, to make holy. The duty to reign, to shepherd, to help others towards Christ. That is the duty, the munera. For the next 3 weeks, we'll go through this munera, these three duties. This week, like I said, we're talking about our priesthood. What does it mean to be a priest? Got to answer that question first. You know, a priest is more than just a preacher. There's people who preach. It's more than just a minister. The definition of a priest is someone who makes something holy, who sets it apart, who sanctifies it. You know, in the ministerial priesthood, that happens often because someone will maybe go and they'll get a rosary for their friend. And they'll be like, "I'm bringing it to the priest so he can set it apart for holy use." It's called blessing something, to make something holy. A priest also builds and administers a temple. That's the priesthood, especially in the Old Testament. So the Old Testament priest ministered in the temple where sacrifice was offered. So ultimately, the definition of a priest is somebody who offers sacrifice. Now, the realm of my priesthood is here. It's in this church and the parish and my parish boundaries, at the Mass, at funerals and at weddings, administering the sacraments, obviously preaching the Word. The realm of your priesthood, see, you're a priest, remember. So what's your priesthood? The realm of your priesthood is in the world. It's in your jobs, your hobbies, your families, your houses, your relationships. My job is to build this temple, this church. My job is to build our new building at Mount Carmel, to build up the body of Christ, our children's faith. My job is this parish. Your job is to make the world a church. You see? So your priesthood is out there. Your job is to build up our culture. Your job is to build up our schools, our sports teams, our workplaces. That's your duty. That's your priesthood. It's the priesthood of the laity. I've said it before. I can't be everywhere, but you are. It's your priesthood. Some may say to me, oh, Father Brad, it must be hard to be a priest right now in today's society. I say, no, not really. It's not hard. You know why? Because I know what people expect of me. In fact, people expect me to be a priest. I walk in, I got all the garb, right? I got my collar. They're like, that's a priest. He's going to be a priest. I know what he's going to say. I might not like what he says to me. I might not like what he preaches, but at least expect it. Because they get it. I'm a priest. But you are too. You know, it used to be easier to be the priesthood of the laity, the priesthood of the people. It used to be easier to be a Christian in the world, to build up the world, because the world was a temple. Society was Christian. Society was the church. It was expected that you lived your faith. Over years, it's changed. It used to be easier. Now it's hard to be a priest in the world. Your job is hard. Your duty is hard. Harder than mine. Then everyone is expected to go to church. You didn't go to church. It was like, well, that's weird. Why aren't they going to church? Then everyone is expected to go to church. Now you're expected to leave the church when you leave for college. That's what people expect of you. You go to college and you're like, well, I'm going to Mass. Some people might look weird at you. They're like, what? You're going to Mass. That's what they expect of you. It's not what you should do. That's what they expected. Then you're expected to go to church. Now you're expected to leave. Then there was an openness to prayer in schools, or at least teaching what's true, good, and beautiful. And now some of our schools still have prayer. In fact, our school, I'm really proud of us. We do have a baccalaureate prayer service coming up in West Feliciana this Monday, where they're asking me to come give a message to the seniors. That's pretty cool. But that's not the case in all schools. And even some schools have replaced prayer with other ideologies that break down our children's understanding of who they are. Then it was easier. I mean, St. James High School on the river, I used to serve there. They told stories of the priest literally going into the school and teaching catechism. I mean, the Catholics would go to a classroom and the priest would come into school to teach catechisms. I don't think that would happen anymore. Then nothing was scheduled on Sunday mornings. There was a time not too long ago where it was just you couldn't schedule anything on Sunday mornings. Right? Because that was for God. That was the Lord's day. That was his day. It was easy. The world was a temple. Society was a temple. Don't try to schedule things on Sunday mornings because no one's going to show up. Now, they expect you to pay thousands of dollars for dance competitions and travel baseball teams. And to give up, there'll be swaths of time where you don't go to Mass so that we can find out who the best 11-year-old baseball player in South Louisiana is. That's really important now. That's expected of you, in fact. It used to be expected that you go to church. Now it's expected that you spend your money to not have your kids at Mass. That's the expectation. Not saying you should do it, but that's the expectation that society places on you. You want to be a good parent? Spend all this money and don't go to Mass with your kids. Give them an excuse. That's the expectation now. Then doctors were expected to keep the Hippocratic Oath, not to break it. They weren't taught to break it, at least. Now, I have friends who have gone through med school or doctors. And they were asked to do things that went against reason, went against what's good, beautiful, and true, went against their faith. You're asked to break that. You're expected to, in fact. Then you were expected to not live together before you got married. That was an expectation at some point. You know what you're expected to do now? Live together before you're married. That's the expectation. So what am I laying out here? I'm laying out here that at some point, your priesthood, your duty to sanctify the world was easier because the world was expecting good from you. Now it is harder. It doesn't change your duty. But now is where your priesthood is most important. Because I can't do it. I can't go to college for you. You go to college. You priest. I can't be in your job. You go work your job. You be a Christian, a Catholic, priest, prophet, and king in your job because the world needs it. That's your duty. The world is no longer a temple, but it can be one day. I think your priesthood's harder. To actually live out your duty to be a priest in this world, to sanctify this world, you will look weird. You'll look extreme. You'll have to sacrifice a lot. But isn't that what I said the definition of the priest is? Someone who offers sacrifice? Maybe you're the sacrifice. That's how Jesus did. He was the priest and he was the sacrifice. That's what he did on the cross. He offered himself, the Lamb of God. The Lord says, pick up your cross and follow me. You want to be a priest. In fact, I don't care if you want to. You have to be. You're called to be. And he says, pick up your cross, offer sacrifice. You may have to give some things up. You may have to say, I refuse to participate in the system that wants me to give up my faith. And it'll take sacrifice. Right? It'll take some pain. But in that sacrifice, you will be fulfilling your duty. A duty of being a priest in the world, of taking our world, our society, our families, our jobs, our schools, everything, and saying, I am going to help form it. I'm not going to participate in its deformation. You are called to be a priest. Your duty, your munus sanctificandi, your duty to sanctify. The world needs you. Please stand for our profession of faith.